This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Got a lot of things we want to dive into here. Your updated Mavs and Stars predictions heading into Game 3. It is also a shout-out Friday, and part of this is hard to hear, but I like the overall message from the 817. Hey, guys, I'm closing out one of the worst weeks of my life with a lot of misery still on the horizon. Just hearing all four of your voices for the first time was the first time I genuinely smiled since Sunday. You've been told before, but your ridiculous brand of absurdity and sports talk really means something to a lot of us out here and helps me push through the day with my earbuds in so I don't break down at work. I love you guys. I'm sorry for what you're going through. That is just the nicest thing to say to us. Thank you very much.
Can I be open and honest right now?
Let's do it.
Wife texted me this morning. She's going on a mom's trip this weekend.
Okay.
So she's going with a bunch of the moms that she's met through the schools and everything. They're going out of town, and she was texting me and was like, hey, I really appreciate all the everything you've been doing this week, the last couple weeks, because she was in Cleveland last week too, and she was like, this weekend's really going to fill my cup up. And I was honest with her, and I said, look, mine's almost empty. I'm almost done right now. I'm just, mostly it's because the Mavs and Stars have been starting so late that it's like wearing me out. Like, I'm dead serious about that, but I'm coming into work. You guys, like, y'all really do make work fun. I like seeing y'all's faces, and I like hearing, you know, talking and shooting the crap with y'all. And while I wanted to BS and just goof around earlier, y'all made me work, and I really appreciate that.
And then you broke off an amazing work matrix joke incredible. On us.
But yeah, man, so I'm kind of right in that spot, so I appreciate the Tolos letting us know that we're helping because y'all are helping me make it right now. Appreciate you.
And by the way, shout out Friday. There's always a lot of positive stuff. If you want to have a complex message, like, don't feel afraid. If you want to talk about something going on in your life, like, don't be afraid. Or if you just want to text it and say, don't read this on air, but you just want to, like, want to let somebody know or maybe get a dialogue going through the text. That's what we're here for. In addition to covering the draft, which, by the way, tonight you can hear on our stream because we got Rangers running right here on 105.3 The Fan. But you can also still get the draft on the stream so you can multitask this thing. It's going to be awesome.
Is that second place Texas Rangers?
What are you doing right now?
I'm just asking. It is.
Yeah.
That's a reality.
Out of the playoffs.
I'm not out here trying to blow smoke up your butt. I'm about the draft or the Rangers right now. I'm trying to be honest.
Okay.
We got work to do, guys. We got to win some games.
Could you a little bit?
Blow some smoke up your butt?
Yeah.
I hope to go get have to.
Yeah.
I mean, that always feels really complicated.
That's my job. I don't want that job.
If we win,
I need to go to what's the one that Sean tells us to go to if you don't like your job?
My computer career.
Yeah, man. If I'm having to blow smoke up people's butt, I want to go to my computer career.
All right. Updated predictions. Look, or whatever the hell you want to talk about. I can already tell it's going to be one
was
of
just
those
like
days.
Like Brian Thomas's mom, he answered that very matter of factly. Yeah. He was like, we came from Baton Rouge.
So just so I can get in on this fun just a little bit, some of our expressions sound unbelievably complicated. When they say kill two birds with one stone, when have you ever seen somebody who's able to do that? Or blow smoke up someone's ass?
That was probably
how have you ever seen somebody be able to do that?
Maybe like David, because he with Goliath, he took the stone and killed Goliath. Maybe he was so good with the slingshot and stones, he could kill two
could
birds.
Kill two birds. Okay, I mean, fair enough. What if you have to go
smoke?
Back to that time, and that's the guy.
Solomon has to eat, man. I got a kid here, and I need to eat too. I got to give him a bird and me a bird.
What happens to the smoke though once it's gone?
That's how you get secondhand smoke. All right, updated predictions. That's right. Updated predictions for the Stars and the Mavs going into Game 3. Now, I realize they don't both play this evening. Mavs tonight, Stars tomorrow. But we're headed into Game 3, and this will be the last time we're on before both of them play Game 3. Where are you guys at?
I think it'll be very tough to win both home games for the Dallas Mavericks. But they need to for my prediction to still come true.
Okay.
I have Mavs in 6. I don't want to play a Game 7 in L.A. I'm not saying the Mavs couldn't win in 7, but I just think it'd be very tough. Yeah. So I think if you can defend home court here, and I think if you defend home court the rest of the way, you win in 6. And I think that's the path for the Mavs to get through this. The Clippers are
a reasonable path. Yes. I think it is reasonable.
Yeah, that you win two, lose one, yeah. win one, yeah. and you move on to the second round. I think the Clippers, they're better than I thought. To be honest, they're better than I thought coming in. They are playing really hard. They're very tough to score on. I don't know if that's going to change. I do think the Mavs can shoot better, play better offensively, but I don't think it's going to be easy. I don't think the Mavs are going to get into the 115-120 range without being just super on fire. And the Clippers throw up their hands at the end of the game. I go, I can't believe how hot they were.
Yeah, that was going to be my question was, do you anticipate more of those 90-point outings from both teams?
I do think whoever gets to 100 first, and it'll be barely over 100 for the final score, wins the game, makes sense.
I enjoyed that game. Like, I know it was, it didn't feel...
It was real playoff. It's like watching Dirk in the early to mid-2000s.
Yeah, execution
that's
of...
That's the way basketball used to be.
Execution of sets... some flow involved in it too. There was and good defense.
Physical.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, and it didn't feel. I don't know how y'all felt about it. I heard Sean and RJ talk about this the other day. It didn't feel like it was as close as that 96-93 score. And I know the 3-pointer at the end made it that close, but it didn't. I know there were times when the Mavericks were down, but I still felt like the Mavericks had a good. They weren't spinning like they were in Game One. They looked like they were lost.
I thought they
were
going to lose for sure. I'm going to be honest. When I sent you the text. And they'd only scored 22
at
points
halftime?
In 15 minutes. Not at halftime.
Oh, the third quarter?
45-41. And you are 9 minutes left in the game, and they have 67 points, and the other team has 73. I'm like, we're going to lose. Like, I can't believe we went on another horrible stretch, but we're on another horrible stretch. Then they went on a 14-0 run. That's when you felt great. So I'm still sticking with Mavs in six. If you want me to change to the Stars, I'll give you my Stars new prediction.
Stick with
the
Mavs for just 1 second.
Right? I said Mavs in six to start. I'm sticking with that. I think it's going to be a back and forth. There's going to be some tough nights. Some tough nights too.
Yeah.
But I still think Mavs in six is where we're at.
I'm gonna agree with that, and I'm not gonna change my prediction. And the way you laid it out of potentially going 3-1, then 3-2, then 4-2 makes a lot of sense. We don't always get to the end goal the way you would think, though. Right. But that makes sense.
It's also just too tough to, I think, when both of you are as physical as they were, and I think that's going to keep up. I think they're going to continue to play that way. I think it's too tough to just sweep a team that way from there on.
And I really need Gafford to play tonight. Hey, you can win without him. You kind of won without him in game two.
You did.
But I need 15 minutes.
And because you think he's going to turn it up at home, too.
I do.
Right?
I really do. Now, if he's not healthy enough to play, like I said, if you go out there and play, don't give me the crap you know, you played. If that's how you're going to play, then don't play. So I do think that, and I just need 15 minutes from him, 15 to 20 minutes from Lively, and that makes me only have to play about 10 minutes approximately without a center. And I get you do it with Kleba, but that's the only thing is I don't want to play half of a game without a center.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As we transition over the Stars, let me throw a quick shout out here from the 817. Can I get a shout out to my sister? It's her birthday and she's moving to Norway. Whoa, that sounds awesome.
Is Norway a good place to live?
There's probably plenty of Norways.
There's Norway that's the case.
Oh my God. Plenty of Norways? Is that?
I heard you, Reggie. Also, shout out to my wife for causing a low-key teacher riot at her school because the administration is being unreasonable. I didn't realize this until I married a teacher that how many teachers dislike the administration and
think
they don't know what
the
hell they're doing.
Who likes their boss?
Is that just a general across the board?
I mean,
especially
the higher up, the further away that your boss is, like your boss's boss, you don't like them.
I think Spittle's great. And
but I love
Purdy's
Brian
awesome.
Purdy,
yeah, you better.
Are we the rare occasion where boss?
I think Purdy's just barely better than Dak.
But you love Dak, so.
I mean, Dak's solid. He's a good quarterback. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then that's a compliment. All right. Moving to the stars where
sweep.
I most depth. Okay.
I think it's over.
Yeah,
I think
sweep from here is what he's saying, right?
I pick stars in seven.
Stars in six.
I think that at this point, it's over. I think they're going to they're mentally defeated right now. They're going to try to get over it. They're going to give their best. But as soon as Vegas does something and they answer as quickly as they answer, it's going to be like, why can't we beat these guys? What do they have over us? And I think from the coach down, they know that they are defeated.
Yeah, I'm right there with Mike on that. And I said stars in five, so that can't happen. So I have to change mine. And as Reggie just said, stars in six. So they have to sweep from here on, Kevin. But that is only blowing smoke up my own rear now. So I'm having to use a tube or something.
It's a Cirque du Soleil flexibility right there, man.
If you could do that, there are other things that I wonder if you'd ever leave the house.
That's just me. Like what?
I don't know. You called my bluff and you won. I also said, stars in six. I'm going to switch it now to knights in six. Obviously.
You think the stars are going to win two?
I do. And that result would still suck. But I think that's what's going to happen.
Will it make you feel any better?
No.
If the Knights win the championship again?
No.
Okay.
It won't, because at least...
Knowing they cheated the system and how they got you out.
It won't, because in this instance, I was like, at least you would have made it back to the Western Conference Finals. You know, like, assuming that's when you would loop back around to play them again.
I know we're out of time because I want to talk about baseball. But real quick... They get swept, the coach is fired. If they lose in six, does the coach keep his job?
I think he does.
Okay.
And I'm actually...
Do you think they get fired? Do you think he gets fired if they get swept?
I think you're probably right. I don't...
Okay. Just asking.
Because this feels like his MO is you make a long run, Stanley Cup final, Western Conference final, and then you regress in the playoffs from there.
I mean, I hate... Because Buck Showalter, I don't know if he still lives here or not. Might be in and I like Buck, but it seemed like Buck could get you to a point... with an organization, and then you kind of needed to maybe move on. The Yankees,
get to that
the Diamondbacks,
yeah.
And maybe the Stars. I don't know this coach. I don't know hockey that well. Maybe he's the Buck Showalter of coaching in the NHL in a way.
Yeah.
I hate saying that about Buck. I think he's a good guy, a good manager, but it seemed like, unfortunately, history. You bring in Joe Torre, you start winning championships, you bring in Brantley, I forget.
Yeah.
And then you won the championship in 2001.
No, I think you're onto something with that. I'm curious to see if that's the direction it goes. And by the way, Corey, you're going to love this from 214. From one Tolo to another, my prayers go out to the Tolo who's having a really tough week.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.